Lee, how would you describe the transition and what it would be like for someone who is a service-minded former corporate exec, or they're getting ready to transition out of that role and seriously entertaining this business opportunity? Do you feel like it would work for them? Do you feel like that's particularly so, or what is your thinking on that?
Now, a lot of folks are retiring now, or they are, they were forced out, or they chose, hey, this isn't working for me anymore, and they're looking to explore a new career. I think the Business Radio X studio partner opportunity is a business opportunity they should consider if they have certain qualities. Our business opportunity is not great for that transactionally minded person who is just looking, hey, I just want to make as much money as possible. I don't care if I burn and churn through clients. If you have that type of personality, we're not going to be a great fit. But for the people that are service-minded, that want to serve other people, that want to support and celebrate the work of business in their community, that love the business community, that just wants to stay connected to the business community, that still want to be relevant and still be an influencer in their community, being the Business Radio X studio partner in your town or city or county is a great way to do that. We have a wonderful way to really serve that community by telling the stories of all of the whole business ecosystem, from the smallest company to the largest, in a friendly, conversational, authentic manner. And there's a great revenue stream, multiple revenue streams, dozens of revenue streams that come along with it. There are so many ways to make money using our service and you don't have to be the best salesperson. You just have to do the work. Just tell the stories. People come up to you after being interviewed and say, how can I help? How could I get involved? What do I have to do to get a show? How can I, be part of this? Because it's almost magical in the sense that you do this kind of work. Every day you have an easy lever to pull to meet as many people as you want, whoever you want to meet in town, by asking them and inviting them to be a guest on your show. And then once they're a guest, they're in your kind of pipeline, then you can sit there and over time invite them to be a sponsor, to be a member, to be a host, to be a co-host, to ask them if you can show up at their next event that they do. There's so many ways to just easily, organically, without being salesy, just invite them to continue to participate and be part of this. And then the best part is you can follow up with them. This isn't a situation where once they've been through your process and they've even said, no, I'm not ready to sponsor something, or I'm not ready to spend money with you, follow back up in a few months, invite them back on a show. You have a lever that you can pull at your disposal to really communicate and create great relationships with whoever you want in your town, in your community, so that over time you can sell some of them something.
So just before we came on to record some frequently asked questions, I was creating and have printed out two raffle items for a local charity that's very important to me. And I'm going to give them a few $100 cash as well. But what I can do here with very little hard cost, I have these two raffle items, one of which is that we'll come out here in Cherokee and do a local on-site broadcast at your place of business or a local event. And you can put a value on that of anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000, because that's what we get for that kind of thing. And it's probably going to help them raise a couple grand. And then the other one is I made a raffle item out of a dedicated series where they could do up to 8 episodes, and they could invite their key clients, their most trusted prospects, their most coveted prospects and their most trusted market partners. But because I have this platform available to me, I can be that very generous person in town. And if you're service minded and you want to have that role and that reputation in your local community, there's just a lot of neat things you can do.